This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 405. Suddenly, Zelda goes missing. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
And welcome to a brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda!
Hello!
How you doing?
I'm feeling fantastic.
Are you fancy?
I'm Jaeger bombastic.
Ooh, Jaeger. You know, we haven't done that on a podcast.
Drunk?
No.
Drank? You've been drinking.
I've been drinking. This is true. We have been drunk on a podcast.
Yes.
We have.
Yes.
We have been drinking on a podcast.
We have actively drank on a podcast.
Yep. Moscato Sundays.
Yep.
Oh, used to
Moscato
be a tradition.
Sundays.
And then somebody stopped making them a tradition.
Yeah.
Because they started doing other things on Sundays that did not involve Moscato Sundays with their sister. So that went away. But you know what?
But then somebody started bringing tequila.
I mean, you got to bring the game up. When Moscato goes away, what's the next thing
tequila
that you drink?
Comes to play.
Tequila comes to play. But no tequila today.
Nope.
Completely sober. Random.
Not random. Last week was sober, too.
No. Yeah, but last week was only kind of sort of sober.
Well, we
in
got
that
really...
I was drinking the night before, and I could not drink any more the day of the
That
podcast.
Happened to me last night. 3 Mai Tais, and I was...
Yeah, because Mai Tais, they do that.
Apparently, I was talking to myself in the shower and then laughing at my own jokes that there were no jokes being told.
You tend to laugh at yourself sometimes, though.
Whether
you're telling a joke or not.
I was apparently cracking myself up.
You often do when you're drunk.
Commentators were like, I don't know what you were thinking, but apparently it was super funny.
Yeah, no, you tend to do that, though. You tend to crack yourself up a lot. And you do that when you're sober, too. So it's nothing new. But you really think you're very funny.
I think I'm God's gift to comedy.
You really do when you're drunk.
I am the black female version of Louis C.K.
You think you are.
That's his thing. He thinks he is, too. That's the joke.
You're like Mike Epps thinking that you're Richard Pryor.
I know I'm not Richard Pryor.
Yeah, no. No, no.
I know better than to think that mess.
I know, but that's how you act, though.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And did you hear that Knucklehead is playing Richard Pryor in the movie?
Yeah, I heard that mess.
I do not approve.
Do you know what I thought would be an interesting concept?
Not making a Richard Pryor movie with Mike Epps?
Well, no. I would never have even thought that, actually, period. But what I mean is Morgan Freeman being Bill Cosby.
I don't think it's right.
He's got a bombastic voice. He's got a character.
But Bill Cosby doesn't.
I think it'd be an interesting
choice. He has a gravitas
choice.
Delivery, but I don't think so.
And the pudding!
No, I can't see Morgan Freeman going, and the pudding.
He just does it.
Exactly. It's not.
He did read the lyrics to What Does the Fox Say and clearly did not get the joke.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's not.
He must not be a funny.
There's like
man.
Legit people that could do great Bill Cosby's, I think. I think we should leave it to them and not try to make Morgan Freeman fit in a Bill Cosby suit. I think it's just you're asking for badness and I don't want to be a part of that.
I was thinking about it.
Stop thinking about it. I'm giving you permission right now.
Okay.
You can stop thinking about it. But what we won't stop thinking about, can't stop, won't stop, podcast time. Bunch of stuff has been going on this week. I got Disney Infinity 2.0 in. There'll be a review coming of that. I finally got the Elgato system connected and working because of user error. It's my fault. Nothing wrong with the system, as it turns out. It's all me. And my silly need to really desperately want to send stuff to Final Cut when it doesn't really want to. But that's okay. That's all right. It's all hooked up. So we'll have a review of that as well as some gameplay stuff to show off really soon. Maybe even a Twitch channel?
What? I have no... What?
What?
I must have been at these meetings and wasn't, once again, not listening.
Yeah, you tend to show up for meetings, and by show up, I'm using air quotes
My body is present, but my mind...
You know, it's like that scene in Galaxy Quest when Tim is in the back of the limousine talking to the Thermians, and he's like, you know, I'm just going to put my sunglasses on. I'm totally listening to you guys. Go ahead and talk and say what you're going to do.
I never even totally wear sunglasses, listening. So it's just blank face.
Yeah.
I just shut down.
You...
People could tell when I'm not listening, because they're like, are you... I'm like, no.
You're...
I'm honest about the not listening. I'm not going to lie to you, because then you're going
to... No, lie to me, though. I totally got everything you said. Really?
And then I tell you, like, 75%, but the part that you want to hear is the part I don't recall.
Because you weren't there for that part of the conversation.
I get that all. I get tested a lot now by certain people. Because I'm sitting there and I'm looking and like I'm pulling maybe every fifth word and they're like, are you getting it? And I'm like, sure. And he's like, what did I just say? Hey, look, you're pretty. Look at your pretty face. You're so awesome. But yes.
Yeah.
So that's new. That's news to me.
Yeah. Well, it's on the horizon. So that's what's up. It's one of our developments for 2015. What? Crazy. So, with that said, we thought it would be fun, because like I said, we got Disney Infinity 2.0 in, but we also got Hyrule Warriors in.
Yep.
And so Pan and I thought it would be a fantastic opportunity for us to do a Let's Play Our Way, which is the first, you know, half hour of play with a game. And what better game to do it with than Hyrule Warriors? So, we've got the Wii U connected, we've got Hyrule Warriors in, we've got controllers, and we're gonna pop this game on and get it started. Oh wait! There's an update!
Don't you love that?
Surprise!
I enjoy putting a game in, seeing that beginning screen, and then... Boom.
But we didn't even get to the beginning screen. Like, you know, with Destiny, when you popped in, it was like, hey, we got a patch, hold up. And it literally took like 30 seconds, and like, here's Destiny. I'm like, okay.
Well, except for that first week where, like, I kept I just could not connect to save my life.
Yeah, you were getting dropped, like...
It's like, hey, you've seen the game, now
an NFL player in the draft. You just kept getting dropped.
I was not being picked.
You were not. Red Rover did not send Pandalicious over.
No, in fact, make her sit there and get angry because everyone else is having more fun than she is.
It didn't even let you get on the line, dog.
Nope, it would let me sit in orbit.
Yeah, orbit was mad pretty.
I could sit, and I took a nap to orbit because the music was very soothing to my soul.
I'd wake
up 15 minutes later and try again, and then I'd get like 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
And I'd be like in the middle
of trust me, right now, it's much better, and you need to get on Destiny because there's like a lot.
I know, everybody's higher than me now. Everybody.
Yes, and you can't even use that bullshit of like, oh, well, you know, I'm working. So is everybody you play with.
I know.
Including me. Dog, I'm level 26.
I know, dog. I know.
Where you at?
Not there.
Where you at?
Even the boyfriend's higher than me now, and he works crazy fucking hours because he doesn't sleep.
Yo!
He goes at midnight till like 3 and just grinds. He's on the grind.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Grind. I can't do that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You could totally do a 3-hour grind. Like, after work, after your yogas.
Yeah, that's true.
You could. But
then
instead,
I'm all zen and relaxed, and then I don't want to...
No, that's the perfect time, because you can be very focused about your grind.
But my body's all like, let's just chill, man.
So chill with a controller in your hand and play with me.
That's not
chilling. Play with me.
That's what I'm doing right here on the show.
No, and right now we're sitting and we're waiting for the update.
It's under a minute. It's not that very long. It's really not. But here I am. With a controller, we're going to play Hyrule
Warriors.
Because
it's a podcast. I'm talking about not the podcast. Play with me.
Right.
Let's do She 2014.
Shit, another one?
Really?
It's going to the memory system. It's just a memory system.
Yeah, it's installing. Don't be silly. It's installing. But, like, legit, I'm having so much fun playing Destiny with people. I've formed, like, some random fire teams to go do stuff. I finally got some... legendary weapons because of the Queen's Favor thing that they added.
I have no idea what that is.
It's another bounty set.
Oh.
So, you know, you don't know the Queen because you haven't played the game that long.
But no, I'm on Venus.
Yep, there's a Queen out on the reef.
Yeah, the awoken one,
yeah,
right?
Yep, the one who's like,
looks kind of crazy.
Yeah, yeah, her.
And her brother is not feeling you very much, even if you happen to be awoken yourself.
Yeah, no.
Like, I wish the dialogue for that had been different, because, like, I'm like, I'm awoken.
No, they're setting you up so that he's a douche, and you can see that there's going to be a power struggle, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
It's like an anime. It's like, here's my brother who's devoted to me, but really he wants my throne, and is pissed that I got the throne and not him. That's
well, because,
the
like, I thought, because I'm like, all right, I'm awoken, and I'm a guardian. I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of foreign, but hey, we're the same, kind, maybe they'd be less douchey.
No more douchey.
But they were so douchey.
No, they were not douchey.
Like, do you not see the complexion?
Yeah, no, mad douchey. So, the queen's favor is a bunch of bounties that you can run, and it's only gonna be...
Do we get to kill her brother?
I don't know yet. Haven't got that far.
Probably
gonna...
So, there's
gonna... a set of bounties that you have to run in order to first gain the queen's favor. Once you have her favor, it basically ends up being another faction. Her emissary, which is one of the people that you stole the gun off of when you were meeting with her,
right,
will send you, will sell you legendary gear for the queen, including a shader.
Oh, there it is.
There it goes. And the queen stuff is only going to be open and available until October 6th. So...
Oh, I should get on that then.
So...
I should get on that then.
That. But it looks like we've got a saving symbol here. So, let's see. Preferred warrior or Zelda controller style. Let's go with warriors?
I guess. You could change it anytime.
We could change it anytime. So let's go with warriors, because I don't know what Zelda is. Alright, so switch off TV mode, press the minus, and switch between the gamepad and the TV screen anytime. Okay. Sounds pretty.
Sounds like rupees.
It does sound like rupees. Alright, I got an update. Got a challenge mode that was added. A background music setting function that was added. So I can select when my background music plays or not. I got 8-bit wooden sword as a new type of Hylian sword for Link.
It's a bit unusual, obviously, because it's 8-bit. And
but longtime fans will know it's dangerous to go alone. It's
so
true.
You should take this.
So you should take this.
In the butt?
No, not in the butt.
What?
Not in the butt.
Ooh, a Dark Link costume.
That's
become
what's up.
Available upon purchase.
That's what's up. I may have to purchase that. All right, Tecmo Koei. Koei Tecmo.
How ooh, and Team it? Ninja.
Yes.
W Force.
Yes. Because. Boop. Oh, that sounds so familiar.
Oh, legend okay. mode.
So we got legend mode. We got free mode.
Which is not available right now. I think you got to play through stuff before you'll get free mode, bro.
Yep. Same thing. Adventure mode? Oh, what does that look like?
Oh my god, are you serious? You actually get to play actual Zelda? No.
I don't think I even have, like, my old Zelda map. I used to. Challenge mode and the gallery. Alright, legend mode. Let's make this happen. I'm gonna pop right into this. See what the hell's going on.
Oh, alright, no. Well, we're definitely getting a lot of prettiness.
And then the pretty goes away. Because here comes the darkness. Literally rolling across the land.
Whoa, man. No, wait.
It looks like a tidal wave of nasty.
Oh, it's a dream, Zelda. Relax.
There's sadness going on. Zelda just had a dream. And we're getting the text rolling across the screen.
I love the fact that no one is verbal.
Even though our lips move.
They're talking, we just can't hear.
Yeah, it's like they're...
Oh, shit. They gotta go find him. We know who that him is.
Yep. The reborn spirit of the hero.
Why can't they just say Link? Like, why? Like, we know that that's the him they're talking about.
Well, because, like, maybe... I mean, I don't know. Oh, look. There's a blonde.
Who, well, does kind of resemble Link, is obviously not.
You think? Because I don't agree.
I don't think that's him.
Really?
Even though he does, there's amazing resemblance.
Hey, Highness. There's a bunch of monsters coming towards the castle. Just wanted to let you know real quick. So, Impa, with your badass looking.
I feel like Impa should probably be hanging out with Cloud from Final Fantasy VII.
I feel like they would be good friends.
They have giant buster swords, so yeah. Clearly.
They would at least have that to talk about. Oh, hey, trainee. Who's talking? And looking? Oh, look! Oh, it is Link! Haha!
That was pretty quick. We have to go find the hero. Oh, wait, there he is.
There training. He is. He's training.
We didn't have to look too hard.
Nope.
So, let's see. Badge Ooh. Market. Creating badges for your warriors at the badge market will help improve their battle abilities. The bonuses granted by the badge apply only to the warrior for whom it was created.
Alright, so I can't take badges and give them to people.
Nope.
Lame.
Creating badges requires both rupees and specific materials, but the benefits they add to the warriors can be immensely helpful in battle. Man, I never thought old rags would become important.
But, you know, old rags can be very important, especially...
Molotov cocktail, bitches.
When you have lots of rupees. I just love the little animation that was running at the bottom with old school, like, 8-bit Link running yep. and grabbing the Triforce.
And then being... What are those? The Medusas?
Yeah.
I think. Gorons, I think. Something like that. I don't think they were called Medusas.
They should have been. All right, so let's see what's up here. Because I don't think we can get to Challenger mode until I've played some of the story.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to unlock right away.
Yep. All right. Nope, it's not. I'm just going to hit buttons. I'm hitting buttons. I'm hitting my Y button a lot. Right now, I hear rupees dropping. There's like... I don't know. 100 or so of these little... Orange Oompa Loompa looking.
Oh, you gotta get to those boulders.
I do?
Well, I keep hearing them say that they can't get to Zelda until those boulders are taken care of.
Alright, I'm just mashing again.
I mean, you're dealing with a lot of imps right off the bat.
There's a lot of imps. So, what did I just do?
I think we're talking about special attacks.
Oh, okay.
So defeating enemies fills up your gauge, which that seems standard, and then you press A to use your special attack, which I think is like a swirl, an over-the-head swirl, like a blade.
Oh.
A blade swish.
All right. Well, let's find out. Whee!
Oh.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it I very like much
that.
Is.
I like that. That is a very nice special attack. I should probably try to keep a look out for that gauge.
I mean, and you've got a HUD in the upper right corner. That seems to show
hey,
you what activity
listen.
Is going on. Oh, Navi.
Navi just entered me.
Should oh, it's I just be? Fairy. Oh, wait, oh. I'm Proxy. So it's not even real Navi. It's a proxy for Navi named Proxy. Navi couldn't make it because we all murdered her.
Navi couldn't make it because Panda killed Navi. All right. Am I going this way?
Oh, somebody's in trouble.
Wait, in the east field.
Someone's in, and the castle's in peril.
Oh, wait. Well, I'm trying to clear these things out.
So does this definitely come off very Dynasty Warriors?
It's very Dynasty Warriors, except I'm having a little bit of a difficulty, like, watching what's happening on the screen and figuring out... where I need to go. Okay.
So, I mean, you're...
I figured where I am.
Well, I mean, the HUD. Like, you're looking at the... If you're looking at the HUD at the upper right, like, it's showing this whole mapped area, and you've got these big areas of red, which I'm sure has a big chunk of enemies in them.
Yeah.
That
and
are
I'm
advancing
in one
closer
right
to where...
now.
Yeah. So I think you should probably be moving forward. I don't think they expect you to clear out this entire place.
All right. So let's see.
So if you've got your special ability, that could help you clear some stuff out.
What's this thing? So there's this big red orby thing?
I'm not sure what that is.
Oh. The quest captain. I want to kill him. I think I just did.
Yeah.
I did just kill the outpost captain. And I got a health up. But I don't see how I'm progressing or not progressing. Like, see how... Okay, I killed the outpost captain so that triangle diamond thing went from being red to being
blue.
So
now your outpost captain is there because you cleared that out.
Yeah.
So
I can't go through.
Oh. Looks like you just grabbed some stuff that made you speedy.
Yeah, it looks like, but I can't leave this area.
I think you need to break the boulders, because they made the mention of the boulders being in the way.
Alright. Well, I'm going to attempt to break the boulders then. And I'm going to attempt to break the boulders with my special. Let's see if that works. That did not work.
It did not work. I wonder how.
I can't even. Oh, well, that'll let me dodge. That's interesting.
That is weird, because they made the mention about the boulders being in the way.
Yep. By the way, I am just making rupees happen. I mean, it is raining rupees right now. And I'm just...
I just want to know where the import of these baddies are coming from.
I can see that there are baddies on the other side of the...
They're coming through the boulders.
No, I think those are just the ones that are up by the boulders. So I think I do have to clear the area of these baddies. Or I need to go through where that X is so I can progress up the map.
I guess so, but then give it a try then.
All right, so let's give that a shot. Because, that was quick. Hey!
Well then.
There's this guy. Didn't he just come in riding on a dragon?
I thought he was the dragon. Oh, no, he was on top of the dragon. Oh, God. All right, Proxy has a worse voice than Navi does.
All right, by clicking my R button or pressing my left bumper, I can make the camera lock on to an enemy. Oh, that would have been nice to know.
That's what tutorials are for,
and while
darling.
The camera is locked on to an enemy, I can tilt left or right to change the targeting. Okay, that's good to know. Thank you. All right.
So you should probably fight him.
I should probably fight him. I don't know
why you're running away from him.
Oh, is he in the castle?
Yes, he's right there.
Okay. Well, I accidentally, through my button mashing, skipped through a couple menus. Let me back up here. They sometimes expose weak points during attacks, and a weak point gauge will appear above their head when they're vulnerable. And whenever I see that, I should attack quickly and brutally. No, really?
No, you should do it gingerly and softly.
But what if I want to be friends? Alright. Volga's kind of a wimp. I'm just throwing that out
there. Well, he's the tutorial boss. He's not meant to be powerful.
I know.
I'm sure he's going to now start telegraphing special abilities.
Yep. He wants me to get out of his way. I want him to get out of my way, Volga.
Bitch.
Ooh, now he has a dragon claw. I don't think I like that.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
It's really funny because Impa,
yeah,
kind of looks like Vincent Orin, or at least has the same kind of standing style as Vincent Orin does from Final Fantasy X.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, is she dead? No.
Yeah, you so happy with yourself? Guess
you
what?
You are way too...
I got the light!
I got the power!
No.
Power glove.
I got the Triforce, bitch! Wait, I won!
He retreated like a bitch!
You wanna know why? Because I got the light.
Because you got the power!
Because I got the light! Alright.
Don't hit you.
Dark Wizard! Alright, so I'm gonna go this way. I'm gonna kill this thing. Because he has a lot of power. And I've opened the fort so we can all go through this way. And I'm just gonna clear like a little bit of a path here. I got a new mission to defeat the lizard guy. Because my poor captain, he's getting lost. He's losing.
Don't forget you have your special ability now.
Yeah, I do have my special ability. Hold up, because I gotta defeat the Lizard King. Oh, hey, I have a special too, Lizard King. I would like to use it upon you. and whoop that ass. Yeah. So what's up? All right. So I defeated him by smashing the hell out of my ex
Man,
and my wife.
Man, those rupees just be dropping.
Seriously, rupees be raining from the sky.
Make it rain with rupees.
I am like the rupee master. Everybody I touch turns to rupee.
Well, people who you slice in half do.
With my sword, yeah. Hey.
Oh, Proxy.
Listen.
Proxy, you're going to get to me.
Proxy
real
has something
quick.
To say to you, Panda.
I don't want
to
hear it.
So
you know what happens to Navi? No one else does either.
But Proxy has stuff to say to you. And the things that Proxy would like to say to you about picking up magic jars to refill my magic. I didn't even know that I was using magic. Did you know that I was using magic?
No.
Because I did not know that I was using magic. But evidently, I was using magic, and guess what?
It was empty.
It was empty, and now my magic runneth over. All right. I'm making it rain rupees everywhere. Hey, guess what? You know what song I'll never get tired of hearing?
The standard Link song from Traveling, while you're traveling through the world?
Yep.
The main theme?
Yep.
Do-do-do-do-do-do! Well, it does it better than I do. But
yeah, so. Like a little bit. Also, things that won't get tiring. Smashing X over and over and over again.
Button mashing central, biatch!
Which, you know, is what most Dynasty Warrior games are, with the occasional special in there. So, it's like legit. Zelda Dynasty Warriors. I will say this, though. It does definitely look cute.
Like, the graphics are definitely a step up from what I was expecting.
Really?
Yes.
See, I expected it to look this good.
I mean, I'm not saying that it was going to be poor, but, like, there's a lot more attention to detail.
Hey, look, it's a chest.
You should open it.
I should open it. I'm going to hit Y to do so. And let's see what's in my chest, because I like the loots. It's probably a Link costume. No, it's a bomb! I got some bombs!
You know, the more I keep looking at Link, he looks like he's gotten hotter.
Like, you just now noticed that?
Yeah. Because normally I never think about Link as a sexual being, but now...
Hyrule Wars has made you think now of Link as a sexual being?
It's like I'm having another sexual awakening, except this time it's not with David Bowie, it's with Link.
I don't know...
No, I don't yes. want to listen to you anymore!
But you
no.
have to!
All
right,
no.
ZR, which one is that? Oh, that's my right trigger.
Yep.
Okay, I remember that.
Yep, press that to use your currently equipped weapon, such as bombs, or, you know, a potion to help you
I don't
not
have
die.
Potions.
You'll get one.
Oh, look, there are boulders.
So those boulders look like giant poop nuggets.
They do kind of look like a wad of poop, don't they?
Big wads of poop.
All right, well, now I'm stuck.
Now you have bombs, and now you have to use your bombs to blow up the things. Now you'll be able to go and blow up the other
yep,
boulders.
Yep, that's how
Great
that's
telegraphing.
Gonna work. Oh, man, it's like...
It's like they knew that you would need to use these bombs.
Oh, that's
that
a
is
lot
a
of
lot
bombs.
Of bombs.
I just tapped that, but that's a lot of bombs. I threw like 8 bombs at those bricks.
So now you get to... I think you should go back to the area.
Yep, that's where
I'm
going.
And the other one.
I just want to get...
Up, got archers now.
Yeah. So I thought it would be helpful to maybe rid the land of those for those guys. All right, so now I'm going to go back to the first zone. And I do like how there's this little telegraph thing on the map to let you know when you've gained control of an area. So when it's red, it's all the other dudes.
Occupied, and when it's blue, you've taken it over.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, hold on, input. I got bombs. Hold on, I got bombs.
So
wow,
many
I
bombs.
Really fast. Bombs! That is a lot of bombs.
Now go kick some more ass.
Alright, I'm gonna kick some more ass. Alright, all you guys have shields, doesn't matter. I'm gonna make it drop rupees. By the way, did I mention I can make it rain? Rupees? Because I can. Where's the boss?
I think you're not gonna get to the boss until further up.
Alright, so I go through this
Like,
door.
I know in Destiny Wars, like, literally your main general guy is, like,
right
out
there in front of you all the damn
time. But I feel like they're gonna make you, like...
Alright, there he is. Outpost Captain. So now this area should be mine.
Yeah.
gonna slice that ass. I'm gonna keep slicing that ass. Alright. So, I've just been slicing and dicing. So, Zelda wants me to capture both the central and east fields. Alright.
Yep.
So, let me start that mission. Hi, Zelda.
I love the fact that we're seeing that Zelda's not, you know, being a pussy and is not, you know, fighting.
Yeah, she's, like, on the field fighting, which is kind of cool. Even Nugget thinks that that's a great thing.
That's a great idea.
All right, so I need to capture this field in here. All right.
Oh, Proxy, you're going to get old real quick.
Seas keeps to stem the flow of enemy reinforcements. To take a keep, fully reduce its keep meter by defeating enough enemies within its keep. Okay?
So beat shit up.
Yep, basically. Once the keep meter's empty, the keep boss will appear. All right.
Defeat him, and then the keep is all yours.
So,
kick some ass.
Slash until I make it rain rupees. Ooh, I don't know what the yellow thing is.
Speed.
Okay.
Or a special boost. Which you have a full gauge.
Yeah. All right.
So I'd wait till there's a whole slew of them, like, right around
like,
you.
Like, right on me.
Yeah. And then I would use that ability. It has a great... Oh.
All right. So my allied troops have defeated that, and evidently the East Keep has been taken, which I guess is the keep that I'm in, but it's still red. All right. Well... Did I actually... Oh, no. My keep isn't captured. It's the other keep that was captured. Okay, great. I just want to know when the boss...
I think you'll know when the keep boss shows up.
Well, it says the keep boss is there. I see the outpost captain, but I don't see the keep boss. I'm going to kill this guy, though. Oh, come here. I'm gonna kill your ass. Come here. Alright. Alright. So I got him. But see, it says that it's in peril. Oh, there he is. I'm coming.
So now you need to go back down to that one below.
It's
go.
Wait, which one below? I just took this keep.
Yeah, but that's not the south keep. You're at the central. South keep is in peril of fall. It fell. Now it's back under enemy control.
Oh, okay.
So you need to go. Yep.
All right.
I think you got it now.
Yep. I'm gonna cross this bridge. Kill this big ass dude. Help up my dudes there. And I gotta go to this keep, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
and I need to take out these mofos like a mofo boss. And then wait for this keep boss to show up. Oh, Zelda just showed up in the fairyland.
In the fairy mountain.
Sure, in the fairy mountain. Whatever. I'm just gonna slash things. And I'm completely okay to do that. All right, keep boss is here. Oh, hey, what's up? I'm going to keep your butt. And then I'm going to keep you butt.
All right, so now you...
All right.
Yep, so now you can head to Fairy Mountain where Zelda is.
Yep.
And you should probably do that now.
All right, so where's Fairy Mountain?
So is you want to go where the X is. You want to go to where the X is.
All right, so I want to come out this way... And then I want to wrap around here. I'm going to skip these dudes for right now. Actually, no, I'm not, because that's where Zelda is. So I want to take all these dudes out.
And you need to get bombs. She wants bombs, which we know you got.
I got bombs. I got bombs. All right.
There's a potion.
Let me get that potion. Alright, I think we've discovered. I think we've discovered Pandalicious's favorite thing about Hyrule Warriors.
No, I think we found the thing I dislike the most about Hyrule Warriors.
Sarcasm for the win!
Blow me.
Just, ow. That was kind of aggressive.
Sorry.
I mean,
I'm kind of hangry, so.
I get that.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, relax. Alright, so while Focus Spirit is active, attack power and speed increase. Incoming knockback damage is reduced, and defeating a certain number of enemies will yield various special bonuses.
Ooh. So now do it correctly so that we can see it in action. Press A while under the effects of Spirit Focus, which I think is the thing you just grabbed, to completely consume your magical gauge.
Alright, so how do I switch ZR from being my bombs to being my potions?
I think you just use regular R.
But it doesn't say that.
Use your bombs.
Break down what wall?
Right, oh, that wall.
Okay. Bombs.
Now all go right. In.
Deep, deep, deep.
And there are these pots that you should easily be,
Yep. I'm gonna break that pot.
Just keep breaking shit.
I'm gonna break that pot. Alright.
Use the magic circle.
I'm in the magic circle.
Alright.
So I will now use the magic circle. But tapping Y. Team Rocket's ready to...
Holy shit, her titties.
Yeah, she does have big boobs for a,
Okay.
Nintendo game.
Yeah. Like, those are tastefully like a CD cup.
That's definitely a D cup. Look, my bombs have wings!
No, they're just holding... The fairies are just holding them. Hey, look, you get a bomb? Oh, wait, they're taking all the bombs. To make one big giant bomb! To make a mega bomb! Okay.
That's a hell of a summon.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay.
Well, there's still more people to kick butt with, so you should probably...
So my mission success, that's great. Alright, so we gain our... We got a morale boost. Yeah, so this is definitely a feature that is picked up from previous...
Dynasty Warriors?
Dynasty Warriors, yeah. Whenever you took out big bosses, you get a morale boost for your generals.
Okay.
And basically that kept them from being defeated as quickly and losing their outposts. So keeping morale...
high is a certainty.
It
is a good way to help.
Not a certainty, but it's certainly something you want to do so that you don't have to run around and basically micromanage every post. So if morale drops, you tend to have guys defect.
Okay.
Alright, so this says that lane-wise, I can go this way. And you also lose posts faster. So you definitely want to make sure that you keep morale high.
Okay.
As much as possible. Cutscene! Big Toad! That horned toad is not happy.
No.
Oh, King Dragons Dodogo again. Is...
Oh, he's in the North Square, which you should be heading to.
Yep. A gold skull's... Wait. Alright. There are 100 gold skulltulas hidden around the world. By defeating them and gathering the illustration pieces that they drop, I'll be rewarded with bonuses.
You should probably get them.
Yep.
That seems relatively important.
Yep. Alright.
Actually, it's very important.
Well, first I have to kill Dodongo.
Do you really? Yes.
Yes. Yes, I really
yes,
do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I really do. Cause, yes, in fact, I really do. Wait, victory conditions have changed. Why? I just have to defeat Dodongo to win. Alright.
Careful.
Okay, what I don't like here is that I can't see like, how much I'm actually, like, damaging him. Or, you know, not, as the case may be. Look, my keep is about to fall. What is up with this?
Well, because you got all these bad guys coming in while you're trying to defeat him.
Dude, I haven't done any damage to this dude. Oh my god.
I would definitely, like...
I don't know what I just did. I hit a button. Something happened.
Oh, you're in spirit. You're in the spirit mode thing, I think.
Okay. I'm just laying him up with bombs right now and hitting buttons. I don't even know what's going on. I think I did my special on top of that. I only did 64 damage. Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous.
Like, I feel like they want you to be killing all the bad guys around him so that you keep doing your specials.
I just had, like, a little bit of weirdness go on right there and got
you
locked
got
in a
special ability.
Wall. Okay, hold up. I also have bombs. Dodongo does not like bombs, so I'm hitting him with my special. I'm hitting him with bombs. I'm throwing up some bombs.
Oh, he's weakened.
I'm slashing and throwing bombs, dude. Okay, I am alternating the slashes.
Oh, the skulltula is gone.
Yeah, well, the skulltula is not gonna, like, oop. Alright, let's go here. Come on, guys. Why am I the only one slashing
because
this bitch?
Because you're surrounded by bad guys right now.
Alright. I thought Impa was over there, too.
Yeah, but there's only two of you.
Well, she is not slashing nearly as much as I would like her to be slashing. Okay. Ooh. Tell me that I killed this bitch!
You did. You, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And I made it rain rupees! And I got some Imperial and a weapon! Okay. Well, this is why we never give up, Impa. Uh-oh.
Well, the damn dark wizard.
What? Okay. And Zelda's missing. Great.
Of course she is.
Because Zelda's always missing.
It wouldn't be a Hyrule game. Wouldn't be a Link game.
Nope. Without Zelda
without
going missing
Zelda
somehow.
Going missing.
For some reason.
Someone deciding she needs to be held in a tower.
Why do they always want to hold Zelda in a tower?
Actually, now the more I think about it, Impa does look a lot like Vincent Oren. The style of her sword, the symbols on her sword. Her cold, stoic disposition. Here, take your clothes. You don't
Here,
need this.
Take these clothes instead of this chainmail that you've been wearing. It'll be so much better if you just wear this green cloth.
It could be light
cloth.
For travel. We need you to go find yourself again.
Hey! Spoken dialogue, what's up?
You knew they had to put some in the game.
No, I didn't. I did not know this to be true.
I did.
Well, you're just better than I am, I guess. I don't know. But I did not know this to be true. I guess I probably should be paying attention to this right now.
I know, it sounds like it's exposition.
Yeah, it does. But instead, all I want to know is I'm pretty sure that really all I need in this game are Z, X, and the button for bombs.
Bombs.
By the way, it turns out right bumper, I think, is for potions.
Oh, well then.
So, you were right. The legendary heroes fit the spirit of evil. So maybe some potions on top of bombs. But basically, I'm just going to bomb the shit out of things. And probably get to those orbs that were fragments sent across time and space. The final fragment was sealed in a secret temple built upon holy ground, imprisoned by the blade of evil. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what I'm going to do. Because I'm going to go and get that sword. The master sword.
Yep, because you're a master.
Because I am the master
sword. Because you want to be the very best.
Now you're mixing
up
your games.
That no Link ever was.
You're mixing up your games here.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. This is not Pokemon. Hey, check it. I got 1,600 KOs in under 20 minutes.
Wow, dude.
And I got 2,100 rupees. I got a bonus of 4,900 rupees. And I got a clear bonus of 3,000 rupees. Seriously, I made it rain rupees. That's a lot of rupees.
You collected some rupees. They can be spent at the bazaar.
I got me rupees. Rupees for days. And I picked up the night sword. What's up?
I think that's the sword you were using. So by the end of the game,
no, I picked up a weapon after killing Dodongora. The big ass lizard.
Ding 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 dong dong.
See? And then I got a night sword strength 2.
Oh, it's got double the strength.
And I got 2 of them.
Oh. Okay, well, that one's got more strength, so you should probably wield that one.
Ooh, and I got King Dodongo's claw.
You got 4. No, one of
them. No, I got 1 of them.
One.
I got 1.
1. Okay.
I will take it.
Take all!
I'm gonna take all that mess. I've unlocked free mode, adventure mode, challenge mode, and gallery.
Wow, that didn't take a lot.
All I had to do was do one thing, and I can now battle as Impa. And I got a giant
fucking knife!
That looks like Impa's giant fucking knife.
And eerily like Vincent Oren's fucking knife.
And I got Destructive Force, which is a metal.
That means she kicks a lot of asses of shit.
I did. Woo! I can even post that directly to the Miiverse. Yeah, I don't need to brag. That's not.
I mean, it's none of my business, though. Sips my potion.
Okay, Kermit. With your post and sipping. All right, rupees and materials acquired during the scenario can be used in the bazaar for a handful of things. I can press plus on the select scenario screen to get to the bazaar. Well, that's good to
know. Bizarre? How bizarre?
All right, I'm going to hit that plus. What's up, bazaar? All right, this is where I strengthen my warrior.
Link, your eyes are so blue.
Will you stop getting all drippy over Link?
Like, he's just got these piercing eyes that just look into my soul.
She doesn't. He does.
All right, let's see. I got the training dojo. I got a badge. Where I guess you can go train. Or I got the apothecary.
Where you get potions.
And I got the smithy smith at yet.
Nope. No smithing for you.
No smithing for me.
Oh, no. I thought we were done with you.
No. Yes, I know about the badges. I know about the badges.
She just wants to make sure you know. It's her job to fill you in on all those things.
Okay, badges are into attack, defense, and assist. But I don't want to make a defense badge first. I want to make an attack badge.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe you'll make all 3 in the tutorial to give you an idea.
Probably not. All right. So I can make this badge right here. Okay. All right. So I used an old rag to make an empty bottle. How did that happen?
Magic. Miracles.
Okay, I've created an empty bottle. And with that empty bottle badge, I can use potions during battles.
Oh, so you couldn't use them before?
Evidently, I could not, even though I did something before in the battle. But now I can, like, legit use them.
Hey, by the way, totally using a potion right now. Ha, fuckers!
So, shika blamma blamma. I don't have the material needed to make this next thing. Or any
other thing.
Of these other things. Which is probably why they made me...
Do that one.
Because
that's the base thing of all those potions. Is you have to have that and something else.
Alright, but what if I wanted to make it? I can't.
You don't have the material.
I probably don't have anything for these things, too. Alright, and I'm not going to the training dojo because I don't need to train.
I'm done.
Are you done?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to the apothecary to basically make the stuff that I can put in my empty bottle now for my next mission. So I guess it's going to be really, really important to come to this menu.
I feel like they put it there for a reason.
And craft up a bunch of potions after a mission to have them on hand to use for your next mission. So there's that. All right, what's this weapon drop stuff? I got an old rag. That's great. I don't even know what a weapon star is.
You need 19 more. You need 20. You need 24 of those materials to do the thing.
All right. Now I understand what's going on. I'm following. All right. So now I'm ready to move on to my next scenario. I can play as
Impa.
Yep.
Now if you wanted to.
Okay. So I'm gonna guess that I'm gonna confirm my new thing. And there's difficulty, so there's good to know about that, because frankly I didn't know if there was a difficulty level in the game, but there is.
I like that the skull's like, the easy skull has like a happy face, the normal skull's like a normal face, and the hard's like, I'm mad at you face.
Yeah, it does. The easy one is kind of smiling at
me. But at least at this new place, they're giving you a recommended element that you should have. Since you're working in a fireplace, water would be the best element for
you.
Yeah,
that's why they're like, no, you're playing as Impa. Alright, so after you pick your warrior, you pick your weapon, you get to see how much attack strength it has, what extra skills that you have. So very much, you know, kidding out party type member thing, so nothing new there. Okay, I got it. Yep, giant knife. Giant knife, because it's the only thing I have, is the giant knife. So now we're going to the fireplace. Hey, more spoken dialogue.
I want to know who is only ever intended as talking. Distraction.
The army of monsters had taken Hyrule Castle. Worse, after the dust had settled, Princess Zelda was nowhere to be found. Impa and Link searched the battlefield for any sign of her, but to no avail. Although the battle had been lost,
well,
Impa foresaw Link's importance to the coming.
I do really like Impa's style, though. I know you like keep saying stuff like Vincent, which isn't a bad thing.
No, it's actually
Vincent's
a good thing.
Great character, but I love the color mixture.
Determined to help Impa and her remaining soldiers,
and I love like the work around her eye. It's so badass.
I agree.
I can see a lot of people doing that as cosplay.
I wouldn't be surprised, actually.
You know, and that's one of the things that I wonder is, like, out of this next batch of games that are coming out, you know, with new Bayonetta, this game, obviously you've got Smash Brothers, bringing a lot of old school characters back to the forefront. If we'll start seeing that seep through, I think, in cosplay.
Oh, I'm more than certain that that's
more so than the animes that have been really kind of running that space of late. All right, so I can see the battlefield info. I can see my current status. So just like Dynasty Warriors, I have a time limit for actually securing all of the wind.
And you have an hour.
Yep. So for this particular mission, in order to win, I've got to do my criteria for winning in under 60 minutes. All right. So let's start this battle. Probably not going to finish it before the podcast ends, but actually, I wonder.
I don't think you can do it in 6 minutes.
No, I can't do it in 6 minutes. But I'm going to exit the scenario here, because now that we opened up some of those new features of the game, we probably ought to check those out. And that I can do in the next 6 minutes. So, now that we got free mode, what's up, free mode? Alright, so we get on the field and I do some shit. That's great. I just went around.
So I think free mode allows you to replay scenarios and change your difficulty without it affecting your legend mode. Mm-hmm,
correct. So you can just go and grind it out if you just want to grind it out with no criteria other than just solving the mission. Adventure mode, please be what I think you are, which is takes me through classic Zelda, because that's...
We would got, be awesome. We got the traditional music.
Over a very pretty setting.
I will die.
Don't die. But yes.
Yep.
Yep. Alright. Classic Zelda.
Classic Zelda.
Oh, candle.
Water bomb.
power bracelet. I never got a power bracelet.
I got a power bracelet. I never got the digging mitts.
Goddess harp.
Yeah, I didn't get that far, too.
See the tutorial for more details.
Yeah, so...
Oh, God. Why is gonna, it still proxy?
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
No.
It's gonna be fine.
It's not fine.
Yes, it is. All right, so we can earn some things that we can use in the other game as well. Okay. Okay, fine. I shall explore this map.
You don't have any item cards.
Okay, defeat 300 enemies in 10 minutes.
Oh, they're challenges.
Begin bells. Okay. Oh, but it uses the look of the old game, but you still play with the existing...
These characters.
Alright. Well, I guess I'll take that. Yep. Got it. I do like the loading screen.
I do. It's charming.
It really is. Alright, so we'll do this for like a minute and a half, and then we'll jump into... the last mode and sum up our time here playing
Wonderful.
Warriors. Alright, so let's see. Okay. Let's start this up. Alright, and I start right smack dab in the middle of it all.
You have 10 minutes for this.
Alright, I got 10 minutes. Okay. So is it me, or do you not see a start?
I don't.
All right, confer. There it is. All right,
start battle.
Starting the battle. Okay, 300 enemies. Here we go. Oh, I like how at the end, Impa has a kick move that she does. To put her sword back in her sheath. Ooh, I don't know what that was. Looks like I'm gonna take that bomb power up. Hey, listen, I got a bomb power up. I know, it's your favorite thing, Panda.
It's not.
It is.
It makes me so sad.
Oh, look, there's a thing over there.
You gotta beat the Dark Poe.
I just beat the Big Poe. I beat the ever-loving out of the Big Poe. Alright, so...
So I would not dilly-dally, and yep. I would move to...
Yep. I'm just gonna take this potion here. Because I basically think that I need to wipe out, because these guys here are just gonna keep respawning. Which is great. I'm about a minute in, and I've done 100 of these guys. Oh, no! It's a big da-dong-a-ding-a-ding thing.
And I wonder how many he counts for.
He better count for more than just one. Okay. I'm going after this guy over here. Because there's a big Poe over there. Oh, hey, I have a special, too. Let's check out Impa's special. I blinked and I missed it. Okay. And then I made it rain rupees. Alright, killing 300 of these things in 10 minutes is definitely gonna be some ish.
Okay, here we go. We got another big toe. I just crested 150 KOs.
Yep, and you're at 7 minutes.
Yep. Alright, and the lizard guy is getting a little boastful over there. So I need to go and, oh, I'm sorry. I can't even see myself anymore, but I know that I'm slashing at this mofo and throwing bombs at him. I know that that shit's happening. All right, now I can see myself again. Oh, but I died. So, hey, that's an easy way to end that one.
Yeah.
I got defeated.
Absolutely.
Mostly because I couldn't see myself, so there's that.
You have time to do it, to...
Yeah, you know, get it
right. Define your technique.
I would like to return to the map, thank you. And, last mode. So we'll back out of this guy as well. I definitely want to quit. I'm a little disappointed. I thought I was going to get to play Classic Zelda. I got real excited
A little tease of Classic Zelda.
Minute. Yep. Got real excited there for a hot minute.
I think Challenge Mode is going to be very much like, Adventure Mode, where you'll have to do certain things at a certain time in certain places.
Yep.
Probably.
More than likely. So let's see. I got me a Knight Sword 2 to use for this battle. Yep. Pretty much that's what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, not bad, but I gotta tell you, it's definitely gonna be a game that I'm gonna have to spend time in.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's not just a button masher. And no. That's the thing that I think that, like, a lot of people expected the game to be just because, you know, it's, jokingly, Dynasty Warriors Zelda Edition.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But it definitely is much more than just a button masher. Although, button mashing...
people who love Destiny Warriors are definitely gonna like Hyrule Warriors.
You mean
Warrior.
Dynasty Warriors? Not Destiny Warriors?
Destiny Warriors!
Destiny Warriors is a different game.
It's two games in one!
Wait, what?
The discs have been burned wrong. Half the games are on the wrong discs.
Whoopsie!
Whoops!
Uh-oh.
No, but I think people who liked Dynasty Warriors are definitely going to like... this. Now, we played with the warrior style, which makes me wonder what the Zelda style.
I think it's just a different placement of the buttons. I'm gonna guess.
So, but they should have clarified, like showing you an example of both of them before telling you which one to pick.
I opened up the booklet that came with the game.
Probably, if you did your due diligence.
But I just really wanted to put the game in and start playing.
Well, that's exactly what we do here at the Land of Ash. We just do things on impulse.
Yeah.
And then we have
play games, and then we're like, hey, here's what you go with, or you don't go with. But I definitely think that Hyrule Warriors is a go-with game. If you're either a fan of, and really I shouldn't say either, but you really need to be a fan of Dynasty Warriors to like this game. If you're not a Dynasty Warriors or Samurai Warriors fan... you're not going to like this game because it's not a traditional Zelda game. So just being a Zelda fan, I think, isn't enough to make you want to get or play this game. You've got to be a Dynasty Warriors fan, too.
Yeah.
So if you're not, this is not for you. Don't pick it up. For me, and luckily for you, I am a Dynasty Warriors fan. I've been playing the DW series.
Oh, God, I remember watching you play and just like, look at all the pretty sparkles on the
forever
on the screen.
And a day, and I used to, like, back in the day, I had game code cheat things where you put the cheat disc in first and have to put in a bunch of hex codes so you could get the better weapons earlier on.
Yeah.
So I could just lay the smack down. And I spent hours, like, I put them into spreadsheets and then I would list them out by what I needed to put where and whose I wanted to focus on by which clan. Like, I put in work.
I know you did. I know you did.
And then
I feel
I
like you'll do almost the exact same amount of work for this game.
And I think the last Dynasty Warriors game that I played was probably 6. I think.
How many are there? 200?
Well, when you put all the Dynasty and Samurai games together, I think you're talking topping 30 games, but I don't know the actual
count. But I've always enjoyed the games. And so, you know, for me, as soon as I heard that the Omega Force team was going to work with Team Ninja and with Nintendo on making this game, I was definitely into it. I think that it blends the right amount of Zelda.
Okay.
And the right amount of Dynasty Warriors grind in the game. I will say that I am a little bit overwhelmed by all the stuff on the screen to pay attention to.
But I feel like that will come with the more that you play. Yeah. Your eyes will learn where you should be looking.
Where the HUD is and where I should be looking, as opposed to just mashing and killing plagues of enemies on the screen. I do think that, you know, in that last mission especially, it's a little bit difficult or a little bit just jarring to see that I can get put onto an opposite side of an enemy and not instinctively be able to very quickly center the camera around myself.
Okay.
So hopefully if I read my booklet and see that there's a way to center the camera at all times, then I'll be very, very happy with the game and have nothing to complain about. But if there isn't a faster or efficient way to center the camera around yourself when that happens, I can see that there are a lot of people that would get upset and probably rage quit the game, because dying because you can't get the camera where you need it, not bueno.
No bueno.
Mm-mm. Es muy malo. So, that's really, like, my first reactions. I'm enjoying the game. I'm definitely going to continue playing it.
I hope so.
I'm more than likely going to stick with my Legend mode. I very rarely in Dynasty Warriors games do the extra challenge. Yeah, it just wasn't a thing that I was interested in. I liked playing through and progressing through the story to see what generals I could unlock, what weapons I could unlock, and what quote-unquote story was woven.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, the Romance of the Three Kingdoms is what it is, so there's one story in all games. It's just a different angle that you take depending upon which family you decide to pick your warriors from. So it'll be interesting to see what story progresses here, because I think the thing that is definitely different about Hyrule Warriors from the Dynasty and Samurai Warriors franchises is that it appears that there is a very, very strong story that's here, which you expect from a Zelda game that'll be told. You know, we'll find out the reason why Zelda went missing. Probably because she went off to become Sheik again. But I gotta say, my first reaction to it is, it's better than I thought it was gonna be.
It's positive.
To be honest with you.
Definitely entertaining. Definitely colorful. Really makes you want to learn the map so that you can do things most efficiently. I mean, I feel like a lot of people are gonna be like, oh yeah, I can do this faster now that I know that this is what's gonna happen around this marker. And I mean, a lot of strategy is gonna be involved in this game.
Yeah.
And if you're a big strategy nut, this is going to be right up your alley.
Yeah. Like, the thing that was helpful for me is for you pointing out where I needed to go on the map, because you could pay attention to it while I was just like, all right, so they're the big guys, and I want to take out the big guys so that my armies have a better chance of getting up in morale and taking out an area when I leave it.
That first level is your tutorial level, so they're actually assuming that you're probably going to take your sweet, sweet time. And where you have your foundation in this type of set game, you already know that you have to move around the map and you have to keep hitting all these certain points. But I think they're kind of taking the avenue of maybe this is a person who has not played a Dynasty game outright, but is part of the fandom of Zelda. So they want to obviously get exposure with that and are taking a chance with this game. So.
And that's a smart way to approach it, because you don't want to build a game that's just designed for the Dynasty fans, because some of the people playing this game, picking it up, have probably never played a Dynasty game to begin with. So
probably not.
Props to all the teams involved with creating this game. I'll definitely have more to talk about as I get deeper with the game. But Hyrule Warriors, I gotta tell you guys, better than I thought it was gonna be.
I agree.
So there you have it. From us to you. From this new
From Esh to you.
Aww.
See what I did there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You the Bish.
Yeah. The Bish. Yes.
Yeah, see what I did there?
Yeah, yeah. It was better.
You know, sometimes I
simply the brish. Better than all the rest.
All right, so with that, make sure that you check out all the stuff that we write about, our reviews, previews, and more at our website, www.egmnow.com. Subscribe, and you'll be notified the moment we put up new content to check it out. Share it with your friends, engage with it on your socials. All that good stuff. We love it when you do it. You can pick up our podcast on our website, www.egmnow.com. electricsisterhood.com. You can also get the podcast in the iTunes store, either on your desktop or on your iOS device using the podcast application by searching for Electric Sisterhood and subscribing. But you can also do the same in the Microsoft store on Stitcher Radio and catch our show over at VogNetwork.com on Tuesdays right before Anime Jam Session. You should definitely check out some of the great shows on VOG Network. We love the team over there. Some really fantastic and eclectic voices, so make sure that you check it out. And continuing on with the eclectic, the rest of the team that makes up the Land of Ash puts together some really fantastic shows you should check out, like No Borders, No Race, hosted by our homeboy King Baby Duck over at B3Crew.com. It is all indie all the time. Music, entertainment, movies, K-pop, J-pop, rock. It's all in there. Trust us. You definitely want to check it out. It is super cool. And every once in a while, you can learn some Japanese. So how boss is that?
Very boss. Yeah. Absolute boss.
And then on Wednesdays, to keep your feet moving to the beat, check out Geek Aggro over at geekaggro.com. Podcast hosted by our homeboy Deuce as well. If it's trap, if it's EDM, if it's just fucking fantastic for your ear holes, you'll hear it at geekaggro.com. And on Thursdays, if you've got issues,
he's got issues,
y'all can have issues together. The Issues Guy Issues Program. Call in live, share your issues, just chit chat, throw it up, whatever, no big whoop, but you'll be on the stream and be in the show. So, for the rest of your week, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, keeping your nerd needs satiated. There's all the stuff that we do on social medias, because we are all up in your socials. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/landofesh. We're on Twitter at ESH News. If it is worth talking about, you're going to hear it on one of those channels for sure. Because just like you, we're nerds. We curate all that stuff. So make sure that you become a fan on Facebook. Ask us questions, suggest stuff for us to review, preview, all that good stuff. Just float by and say hi and tell us why you dig us. It's all good. You can also find on our Facebook page our new podcast episodes for the entirety of the team when we put those out, because we pimp them all there in our space.
All day, every day.
All day, every day. Like, can't stop, won't stop, because that's what we do. So make sure that you check us out on the socials. Follow us. It's a good time. To be had by all. So with that, I turn to my sister and I say, hey, sis.
Hey.
What shit you digging this week?
Not proxy. I am on the anti-not proxy.
Listen.
No.
Hey. Listen.
No.
Hey.
Listen. No.
No.
No. What shit are you digging this week?
Ice cream sandwiches, because they're delicious in my mouth hole.
I agree.
It's a good time. You can't go wrong with an ice cream sandwich. It's a perfect treat for when you're gaming. It's a perfect treat for after gaming. It's a perfect wake-up breakfast if you've been pre-gaming and gaming the night before, maybe with the alcohols. It's just the best. I love them. And you can have them year-round. I like ice cream sandwiches actually more in the winter than I do in the summer.
Why?
I don't know, but, like, I like breaking them up on top of, like, other ice cream.
Okay.
You know, or, like, making, like, sundaes out of them and topping them with, like, fudge and...
Oh my god, then you would love a deep-fried chocolate chip cookie dough treat from the fair I recently went to.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that because I didn't go to that fair and you didn't bring one home for me, so nope. I don't want to hear about it.
Nope.
As always, I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Until next week, guys.
See you later.